may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Can you hear me pretty well without the mic? Yep, yep. You can sleep up here. Well, when I read the lectionary this morning, I thought to myself, a good summary would be, do we treasure God? You know, do we treasure God? I got that from the end of the gospel, and Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Mary treasured everything that she heard and knew from the shepherds, from Gabriel, from her own experience with God, the Holy Spirit, being born, even from Elizabeth. She treasured everything because she did say yes, and she working towards what God wanted. God's will, and I have a card that says God's will, nothing more, nothing less. You know, only God's will. And then this morning, there were a few of us, and it made me think, because somebody, we were talking, and it was like we were kind of kibitzing about how some people stood in line, and even in tents, for a week or two to get a bargain. No offense to anybody not being here, because I know everybody probably went to church, and I know it's a small little group, and that's not why I'm saying this. But can you really imagine people sitting outside waiting for the church doors to open, you know? And they don't realize that the best bargain is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So what does it mean? Well, God initiates, God teaches us, he protects us, and then he calls us, and what are we supposed to do? It says it in the Old Testament and in the Gospel. What did the shepherds do after they heard everything? They went running off to see, ooh, God told us this, so they found the manger, and they told, they evangelized. They went out and talked about what they had seen and heard. And then in the Old Testament, the very last verse, they, meaning us, because we're the new Israel, they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out. We are to be so different than the ordinary person because we belong to God, we belong to the Lord, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're to be sought out. So our mission, if we choose to accept it, anybody ever seen Mission Impossible? Yeah. Okay, good. Our mission is to be just that. So powerful, so energetic, so excited, so in love with God, so in love with his creation, even though it can be annoying and stressful at times, we are to be those type of people that others want to like draw near us and then get brought to the Lord. We're to be God's sought out people. The other thing I have to admit, I liked was in the gospel, and also there it is again in Titus. My last point, because it's a small group. But in the gospel, we learn something. Everything that's done is not because of us, including our salvation. Oh God, you have caused, notice, you have caused, so we're being realistic when we pray that. Oh God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. That's when we're admitting and realizing our need of a Savior, our need of God. God caused all this to happen. And then in Titus, what does he say? When the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. And what's the next line? Not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but because it's according to his mercy. So there again, we're being realistic. So when we can admit that we need God, when we can admit that that we want to listen to God and that He's calling us to do whatever it is for Him, then we're on the right track. And that's when we treasure God above all else, because, you know, we want to treasure what God wants. And who knows, maybe next Christmas we'll have a little bit of a longer line, but I think we did really great. We're here together, we're worshiping the Lord together, and we're loving each other and the Lord, and there's nothing better that we can do with our Christmas morning. Now what I'd like to do, because I noticed the prayer for the week, I'd like to end, and if you want, you can get your bulletin and you can pray it with me. But I thought this is just such a perfect prayer. It's on the inside, the bottom part, the inside of the bulletin. Eternal God, this joyful day
is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. May that light illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds. May the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love represented by the birth in Bethlehem fill our lives and become part of all that we say and do. May we share the divine life of your Son, Jesus Christ, even as he humbled himself to share our humanity. Bless us and the feast that you have provided for us. Let us be thankful for the true gift of Christmas, your Son. Amen.